your finances, on a higher power. Being good stewards of the financial resources God has bestowed upon each of us is the key to financial success in life. It's your finances on a higher power. Here's your host, Paula T. Webb.
Hello, fellow traders. This is Dr. Paula coming to you from 1610 WBGS. It's a great place to be. It is October 26th, 2025. Can you believe it? Next week is Halloween already. Where did this year go? Okay. All right. So I know a couple of you are frustrated because you really wanted to sign up for my Stay on Track program, and I apologize. I did not know there were any issues with my website. Apparently there are. We're looking into it. So to anybody out there that would like to sign up, just give me a call, send me an email, and I can just send you a link through PayPal for your credit card or however you want to pay. Okay. So again, I apologize. I did not know. So moving along here, we've got a couple things to get through here today. And oh gosh, you know, I try not to wax on too much about current events. However, there are some times that current events need to be discussed because they do affect the way you approach your trading. Now, I know everyone is, or was, I don't know how much they are anymore, were focused on the Epstein files. Frankly, I don't really care. The guy's dead. It's over. He's probably rotting in hell. Sorry to say, because he was a bad guy. As all of you know, I had my own situation as a teenager where I was abused and I was trafficked to two people by an in-law, and no one believed me. So I understand the outrage by other people that have gone through something similar. But what would be more productive would be for those of us that maybe, those of you that maybe never went through something like that, but are really disgusted and outraged over the whole situation, what would be more productive would be for you to be vocal about all these AI programs coming up that have no regulations, have no laws prohibiting them from targeting teenagers and young people with porn and erotica and thoughts and suicide mechanisms. That would be productive. That would really make a difference. Now, the reason that I bring this up, and I think I mentioned this in another show, is that I am a chaplain with the local sheriff's department, and I go on call-outs when there are critical events. It's usually when someone has died. Now, they could die from suicide, accident, just being old age, car crash, whatever. But in the last couple months, I have been comforting the families of teenagers that have committed suicide. And this isn't from online bullying. This is from AI chat boxes, ChatGPT or whatever the heck it's called, that are talking to these teenagers because their parents aren't talking to them, or they're not talking to them enough. And I'm not, you know, indicting any parents here. However, given the unbridled usage of AI, it would really be more prudent for parents to say, what are you doing? What are you saying? What's going on? Or even taking their personal devices away for periods of time and talking to them one-on-one instead of having this disconnect. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is going to be made clear very shortly. But what I'm saying is that AI is not all that. AI, and I'm going to repeat this until I'm blue in the face, until you guys get this. All AI is, the name, artificial intelligence. First of all, it's not intelligent. It's artificial. And all it is some coders in some back room somewhere that are making buku bucks decide, well, we're gonna create a software program that if you ask it a certain question, or if you're asking, let's say you go on Google and you say, oh, you know, I'm really depressed, what should I do? That AI program is going to pick up on that. And it's going to zoom right in on you. And it can say, oh, I'm Brandy. Can I help you? I'm your friend. And lead you down a path of darkness. And that's it. So I'm bringing this up because the last three times I have been out on call with the sheriff's department, these three families had teenage children that had a bad day at school. They didn't have mental problems. They didn't, you know, they weren't on drugs. They were just normal teenagers who, you know, just had a bad day at school. You know, I mean, I remember being in high school and if somebody made fun of my outfit or my hair or whatever, or said something nasty, yeah, it hurt my feelings. Okay. And I'd usually go home and cry. And then my mom would give me a hug and, you know, she'd bake some chocolate chip cookies and I'd feel better. Okay. Well, we don't live in that kind of society anymore. And that wasn't all that long ago, folks. So don't think I'm 100 years old, because I'm not. I'm far from it. The bottom line is that parents have disconnected from their children because of their own problems, whether it's a first marriage, second marriage, their blended families, whatever. The bottom line is you can't leave your kids to be babysat by AI. So these three families now are devastated because their kids just had a bad day, or they got, I think the one young boy, I think he got a C+, and he was a straight A student. They'd never gotten a C+, and he didn't know how to deal with it because he didn't have anybody to turn to except AI. And so what AI did said, oh, are you depressed? Are you thinking about suicide? Would you like to talk about suicide? So they're leading these kids into this really dark place. Kids that would never have thought about it, probably. I'm not saying for sure, but, you know, and the reason I know this is because, you know, the sheriff's department has gone through their cell phones, and there it is. This is all AI, horrible, horrible programming. But you have to remember, folks, there is a live person on the other side of the AI at some point in that conversation. This is not a computer-generated conversation. First of all, it was created by a live person. It was created by a live person that coded it to target young people. It was a live person that coded it to be dark and nasty. I mean, just before all these suicides, and there's countless families attempting to sue, you know, Microsoft, Meta, you know, what, you know, ChatGPT or whatever their company names are. And these companies, these billionaires that own these companies, are not going to be taken to court because they're claiming, well, hey, it's just AI. It's artificial intelligence. It's just doing it all on its own. No, it isn't. A live person coded that program to go out onto the internet, coded that program to go target certain age groups, targets certain demographics based on what they're asking on their phones and their personal devices. So make no mistake, this is not a computer. This is live people that are targeting our kids. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, obviously, is to send a message. I'm just extremely, extremely concerned about this. This is just awful. I have witnessed firsthand the devastation that this AI stuff has inflicted on countless families just here in my area, and it's nationwide. So if you think that some AI program is going to give you good trading advice, I suggest you strongly think again. Now, I'm bringing this up, and I'm going to bring this home to you folks here today, because I'm now getting phone calls from traders whose financial lives have been ruined because of AI programs. So, oh yeah, let's manage your trading results. Let's manage your personal journal. Let's manage whatever. Okay? What is going on with all of you out there? Do you really think you aren't smart enough to be a trader? Do you really think you're not smart enough to keep track of your own trades? Really? Or are you just lazy and you want something else to do it for you? And that's what it boils down to. Now, you all know, I'm probably a little older than most of you listening to this, and I'm talking to the 35 and under age group specifically. And to this day, I will handwrite my trading recap at the end of every day. And you want to know why? Because I'm not going to trust any computer program. I could type it into my computer, save the file, and poof, the file could disappear. And then I have nothing to fall back on. So what is the problem with you just writing it down on a piece of paper and saying, okay, this is what I accomplished this week. Here's my wins, losses. Here's my ratio. Here's my percentage. You know, what is so difficult about that? And this is where AI comes in. AI knows that you're lazy. AI knows that you don't want to do it. And so these programmers of the AI program say, hey, okay, hey, all right, we got the teens. We got the young kids. Let's go after the traders. This is not paranoia, folks. This is not conspiracy theory. This is fact. And if you want, I'll give you a list of probably 15 names just in the last 2 weeks of people that have contacted me who lost their accounts due to using AI. Now, I'm kind of being a little abrupt here today because this is where we need to go. So we're going to take a break, take a breath, and get ready for the next segment. We'll be right back. Okay, so folks, you have to understand that we are entering into uncharted territory when it comes to AI. And I am not some out-of-date, ancient dinosaur relic in this industry, all right? As I've said before, when the internet got started in the 90s, I was on top of this, all right? I did my research. I hung out with computer geek guys. You know, when cell phones first came around, I know that's you. Now I know you think I'm really old, but you know, I was still very young when cell phones came out. But the point is, I wanted to know what the technology was about. I wanted to know how it was created. I wanted to know how it was maintained. I wanted to know how secure it was. Because eventually, you know, Mark Douglas and I, we were doing consulting work on cell phones because a lot of these guys didn't want their wives to know how much they were losing. So we needed to know just how secure all of this stuff was. And in the beginning, it really was. And now we're in an age where all of you young folks, and again, I'm talking to those of you under 35, you think nothing of being on your devices 24/7. You never turn them off. Your devices hear everything you say, everything you do. You share every little detail about your life. So is it no wonder that AI is picking up on this and targeting you or whoever maybe a friend of yours or a family member, of course they're going to target you because they already know all about you. Every time you go and buy a Starbucks cup of coffee, was that $8, $9, $10, something like that? You don't pull out any cash. You use your debit card or you use your phone. So AI knows what you eat, what you drink, what you like, what you don't like, you know, what kind of girls you date, what kind of guys you date. You know, it knows everything about you and you have no privacy because you've allowed that to happen. You've allowed it. Now, let me tell you something. I may be out at a really nice restaurant with friends and it may be the most beautiful dinner on the planet. The plate would look so exquisite, the way everything is arranged on the plate. I am not interested in taking a photograph and instantly going on social media and saying, oh my God, look at my plate. And then checking for likes during a meal with friends. That's a disconnect. And the reason that I'm bringing up this disconnect here today is because that transfers over into your trading. You think nothing of not connecting with humans. You think nothing of sharing the most intimate details about your life with total strangers on the internet. And now with AI. Who the heck is AI? AI is just another program created by billionaires who own companies that collect data about people. Now there's a guy, and he's kind of according to his own description of himself, he's kind of a hippie. And that word is from the 1960s. I don't know what hippies are. I was never around when hippies were there, but I understand they were kind of free spirits and they were anti-everything. Okay. Not necessarily in a bad way, but they didn't protest. They may have protested the Vietnam War, but they certainly didn't kill people and set businesses on fire like goofball protesters do today. But my point being is that he feels that because all these billionaires are making billions off of collecting our data and selling that data that you allow them to have, he feels that we should get paid for that. And I agree. So, but I'm kind of getting off the point here because the point is that you as traders share everything about your lives online, social media, whatever, wherever, and you think nothing of it. So why is it that you think that you're going to share your trading results online with an AI-generated program and wonder why you have drawdowns or wonder why your results are not growing or getting better? Because you have no connection to your trading account. That's why. That's my long-winded point. You're so used to being disconnected from humans, live people in your life, that you have no connection to your own money. A couple of traders and I who came in for my workshop recently, we went out for brunch on Sunday before the end of the workshop. And we went to a local restaurant in Palm Springs, a real trendy place. And we sat there and we were talking about the workshop and they had other questions. And we were the only table in that whole entire restaurant. They probably had 30, 40 tables. We were the only group of people that were not on their personal devices. We were the only ones that were talking to each other. It was awful. There were parents there with kids under the age of 10, and all of them were on their phones. No one was talking with each other. So if you want to talk about being disconnected, take a look at your own life. When was the last time you went out to eat with your family and you all put away your phones
and talk to each other.
When was the last time you met a friend for coffee and both of you put away your phones and talked to each other? When you don't connect with humans, then you don't connect with God. When you don't connect with your family, for whatever reasons, for however, you know, whatever you're doing, whether it's at one of your kids' athletic games or at a restaurant or wherever, if you don't connect and you're on your device, that means you have no respect for those people right in front of you. That means you have no respect for yourself, and it means you have no respect for God. And I use the word God loosely. It could be Jesus. It could be whatever you subscribe to, okay? But the bottom line is, when you are not connected to our Heavenly Father or Jesus or God or Allah or Buddha, whatever you subscribe to, when you're not connected to that supreme being, the supreme being that gives us everything, then you won't make it as a traitor. God is the ultimate provider. And you know this, and you know who I'm talking to, because countless of you call me up and say, I've prayed to God, and he hasn't answered. I'm sure he has answered. And he's probably told you to put down your phone and talk to your kids. Keep them safe. He's probably told you, put down your phone while you're trading. Pay attention to your trading and keep your money safe. And you don't do it because you're not listening. How do you think Mark Douglas and I created this whole entire genre of trading psychology from nothing? We aren't millionaires. He and I were just normal people. We didn't grow up wealthy. I told you all before, we started this from a studio apartment. We had a futon on the floor. We got a bookcase from Goodwill that separated where we slept from the kitchen. And we created all of this because we had a relationship with God. We talked to him. He answered, and we listened. I would not be where I am today, again, after losing everything after Mark died, if I didn't have a relationship with my idea of my Heavenly Father. So put down your devices, people. Talk to your kids. Keep them safe from AI. Put down your devices. Keep your money safe. Keep your future safe for everyone, including yourself and your entire family that you claim you want to take care of. Put down your devices and start connecting. Connect with your humans in your life first. And then learn how to connect with your money. That's what I teach you. That's what it's about. Hold that thought, and we will be back.
Paula T. Webb will be back with us in a moment. It's Your Finances on a Higher Power.
All right, so one of the next things we're going to get into, folks, is something that's kind of come up a lot lately. I understand that a lot of you may not know who I am because you are used to watching the pirated videos of Mark Douglas on the internet. And I get it, you know, it's you know, the world we live in, and they're all over the place. Now, periodically, we do take some of the worst ones down, meaning the guys that are making hundreds of thousands of dollars on them. And the reason that we do take them down is because we no longer have that opportunity to monetize ourselves because of all the pirates. So that's a problem. There's nothing we can do about it. It's just the way it is. And the other thing is that, as I've said before, this is not sour grapes, people. All right. I'll be honest with you. When the piracy first started, Mark Douglas did not believe it would take off as it did. He didn't listen to me. He just didn't want to believe that people would be that nasty to him and to us. And when he found out how bad it was, you know, it had already taken root. Now, that doesn't mean that there is a flaw in his character. It just means that he really, really, really believed in the goodness of people to a fault, unfortunately. And that's why he's no longer with us today. So the point is that I'm getting at is that just because you haven't heard of me, because all you see are two or three of his videos out of the hundreds and hundreds of workshops that we have done in the career we had together. First of all, that's ridiculous. All right. So for those of you younger than me, just because you haven't heard of me doesn't mean I never existed. Okay. I'm not just appearing poof on the scene all of a sudden. I've been in this industry for decades. Now, I know legends like Larry Pesavento, Alexander Elder, Perry Kaufman, Dr. Van K. Tharp, who was, you know, one of our peers. So, you know, John Murphy, I mean, the list goes on. All right. So please stop thinking that I have appeared out of nowhere and that I have no street credibility. Street cred, I guess you guys would call it. I have far more street cred than 99% of everybody on the internet. I can guarantee you that. So when you send your inquiries to me, first of all, you don't know anything about me. You don't know anything about Mark, but you claim that you do. All right. So I don't know how that's possible because, you know, you've never contacted me before now. So you're contacting me based on information that other people have written on the internet, which may or may not be true, and most of it isn't, or that is now AI generated, which is completely false. I can guarantee you it is completely false because we've already taken down hundreds of websites of AI generated junk about both Mark and myself. And some of those companies are getting sued for slander. So let me be very clear here. As we said in the last segment, a lot of you guys out there are so used to sharing every intimate detail about your life, no matter how big, how small, no matter how important or mundane. I don't even get that. Okay. But that's you. Okay. That's what you want to do. That's great. All right. That gives you satisfaction. It makes you happy to get likes or comments. That's great. Okay. First of all, Mark Douglas was an extremely private man. I'm private. I will share what I want to share. As I said earlier, I'm not going to take a picture of my meal and be texting throughout the meal when I'm out with friends or clients. No, I may take a picture of the dinner just for me. So I can say, oh yeah, I want to go back to that restaurant. That meal was really good. This is not something that I would have any interest in sharing with anybody else because it's meaningless. You're not there. You're not eating with me. And if you were, we wouldn't be taking pictures and being on social media. We would be connecting with each other. Now, I'm really harping on this here tonight, folks, because you younger guys don't get it. By not having a connection with humans, you don't have a connection with your trading account. And when you don't have a connection with your trading account, then you leave all of your profit in your account thinking, okay, well, you know, to trade big, you got to have a big account. And then you get sloppy and then you turn into a boom and buster. And then you call me after repeated boom and bust cycles saying, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'm telling you what you're doing wrong. Get off the social media while you're trading, at least. Determine what hours of the day you're going to be trading and don't do anything else. I don't even get it. Countless traders who talk to me, and you know who I'm talking about, you still have another job, which you have to focus on to get your paycheck. And yet when you start trading, you're all over the place. You're in what, 5, 10, 15 markets. You're checking out your texts, your emails, you know, you're making comments, you're hitting likes on TikTok and YouTube. What is wrong with you? Trading is a business. It's a business. We are here to make money. That's it. Start acting like an adult, no matter what age you are. And I'm talking about anybody from 20 all the way up to the 60s, because I work with all of you. You want to be a successful trader, then start acting like one. Get off social media while you're trading. Start keeping track of your trades. Start writing down what you're thinking before, during, and after your trading. Start connecting to the very money you want to grow. My goodness. I don't even understand why you guys can't get this. Are you that programmed to social media? Are you that disconnected from everything that you can't take a few moments out of your trading day just to trade? Apparently not. And I'm basing this on all the coaching I'm doing right now, folks. I'm not making this up in my brain. This is all coming from all of you calling me and saying, help, help, help. And 75, at least 75, 80% of you can't get off social media during trading hours. You know what that's called? It's called an addiction. It's one thing to be addicted to trading, which, you know, we've dealt with for a long time. Now it's different because now you're addicted to social media. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at the trade I'm in, folks. And then you post a chart. Who cares? Why are you posting anything about your trading on the internet? Why are you putting yourself at a financial risk? Why are you doing that? Who told you to do that? Who told you that was okay? How many of the biggest, most successful traders do you know do that? Post where they got in at. Post their trades on the internet. Paul Tudor Jones do that? Does Cramer do that? Warren Buffett do that? Bill Gates do that? No. You can guess at what they're doing based on some comments they may make in the media. They're not sitting there posting their charts. They're not sitting there posting, hey, I got in at this price. Hey, what about you guys? Hey, oh, look what I did. That's ridiculous. And it's really immature. You may take offense at what I'm saying here, but this is the way I roll. And this is what I teach traders. Grow up. Start acting like adults. And start growing your money like an adult. You want to be on social media? Fine. That's great. Not during trading. You want to have a social media website? Fine. Not during trading. You want to be concerned about getting, you know, like after like after like? That's great. You do it after trading. Period. Just mind-boggling to me how the immature approach that all of you have, no matter what age you are, but especially you guys under 35. Oh yeah, I just got contacted from another guy. Yeah, I had $180,000 in my crypto account. Yeah, I grew that in 3 months. Oh, well, you know, and then I lost it all because I had all these drawdowns because I was sharing my results with everybody because I thought I could teach other traders. Yeah, and you know what? The guy had to second mortgage his house, tell his wife who has a first baby on the way that they're broke because he had to be on social media. And then, of course, AI is contacting him saying, are you depressed? I'm here. I'm your friend. So make no mistake, folks. AI is dark. The web is dark. And you want to protect yourself, then get off social media, especially while you're trading. And feel free to contact me if you think I'm nuts. I am not nuts. I have been in this game far longer than a lot of you. And I know what's going on. Yes, the internet is a great thing. It does a lot of good stuff. That's how we communicate. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about social media and the bad effect that it has on all aspects of your life. Take a look at your life. Figure it out. Write it down. Get off social media while trading. We'll be right back. Okay, folks, I know these segments have been tough, but I wanted to give you some idea of how I work, okay? Because I'm not here to hold your hand. Never have been. Neither was Mark. I mean, yeah, those videos you see on the internet, he's all sweet and kind and happy and laughing. That's not what happens in a personal coaching session. And that's not what happens on a one-on-one workshop, okay? He was just as tough as I am, all right? If not more. I've seen him smash things when traders wouldn't listen. I'm not kidding you. And if you ever run into Robert St. John, you can ask him about it because he was at our office one day and he just was refusing to get what we were saying. He did not want to listen. He was overtrading. He had three mortgages on his house. His brokerage firm was going to drop him. His wife was going to divorce him. And he refused to trade for the 2 hours of the day that he made money, which was 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And during those 2 hours, and I still have the documents to prove it, his trading statements, he could pull anywhere from 150,000 out of the market up to 2 or 3 million. This is fact, people. And you know this is possible. You see it, you feel it, and you can do it yourself when, or I should say, if you ever choose to be focused. Anyway, so this particular day, Robert's in our office, and we're like kind of beating him up saying, when are you going to get it to your brain? 9 to 11, that's when you make your money. After that, he would overtrade and get sloppy and he'd give it all back and then some. And so I'll never forget this. Mark, he picked up the phone on the desk and, you know, phones are all made of plastic and picked it up and he smashed it on the floor. And he said, I'm done, Robert. You will never be a winning trader. And he left the office. Well, I was kind of shook up too. And Robert just sat there and then he started laughing. And he goes, oh, well, okay, he'll be back. And I looked at Robert and I said, no, he won't. I said, he's never going to talk to you again. And he said, oh, I don't believe that. He's too nice of a guy. I said, trust me, he will not talk to you again. I said, we've spent the last year and a half working with you. You don't want to get better. You don't want to be better. So we're out. And Robert didn't believe him. He didn't believe it. And he kept calling and calling. And I said, Mark's not going to talk to you. And that's how Robert St. John turned his trading around. Because we wouldn't work with him anymore. He just wanted to come in and slap his pie hole and say, oh, feel sorry for me. Oh, I don't know why I keep doing it. Yeah, well, that's not what I do. Okay? So you guys want to get serious about your trading, then your trading will get serious about you. When you want to get serious about making consistent money as a trader, then it'll happen. But you have to want to. And right now, those of you that call me up, so I don't know why I keep doing this. I don't know why I keep doing that. Yes, you do. You're just lazy. You don't want to make the effort. You don't want to make the effort to take a moment to make an investment in your financial future. Because you're so used to being on social media. You're so used to AI now coming out of the woodwork saying, oh, no. Oh, you're good. You're doing good. When it's a bunch of hooey. This is the real deal here, guys. This is the truth. And for those of you that continue to claim that God doesn't hear you, I'm going to tell you right now, He has heard you. He continues to hear you, but you don't listen to Him. Profit in the market doesn't always come when you expect it. Profit in the market comes at any moment, at any place, from any direction. You never know where the market is going. So, yes, we can have an idea of how the market may be trending. That doesn't mean that it's going to continue to trend that way. And countless numbers of you guys don't believe that. You don't get it. That is trading 101. Now, you want to believe some idiots on the internet that you don't even know? You want to believe that they're taking, you know, tons of money out of the market? Ask them for their track record. Ask to see their statements and not a spreadsheet. Their actual brokerage statements. Of course, they're not going to show you. And for those of you that ask me for my brokerage statements, I'm not giving you trading advice. I'm not telling you what trades to put on. I'm not licensed to do that. And because I'm not doing that, it's none of your business what I trade, how I trade, what my trading system is, or how much money I make. Since when did we lose all manners? I don't ask you how much money you're making. You don't ask me. That's a cardinal rule. And this is all because of social media. Oh, I'm going to tell everybody everything about my life. I don't want to know everything about your life. I don't care who you sleep with. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care where you go to school, went to school. I don't care what church you go to, if at all. I don't care. All I care about is helping you become a better trader. And it's the same in reverse. It's none of your business if I'm single or I'm dating or I'm married. It's none of your business where I live, except in a general area. It's none of your business, so stop asking personal questions that have nothing to do with your trading. I'm giving you some etiquette here. Folks, step back and start focusing on yourself, not anonymous people on the internet, not social media. Start focusing on the money you want to grow. In other words, start thinking like a professional trader. Start thinking like a business person. My goodness, do I really have to say this? I do, based on your conversations with me. So I'm going to challenge you all this week. Stop being on social media when you're trading. Just when you're trading. See how it goes. Rather, see if you can do it. Let me know. This is Dr. Paula, paulatweb.com, 760-636-4290. This is the place. This is the spot. This is the truth. God bless.
Paula T. Webb, co-author of The Disciplined Trader, The Complete Trader, and several other all-time best-selling, award-winning books, including Trading in the Zone, books that set the bar on trading psychology. You can find her classic books on Amazon and on her website, www.paulatweb.com.